CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today we have author of Crazy Love, Leslie Morgan Steiner, here with us on CBS Sky Radio. I'm Cassandra with Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Leslie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Liu, and we have Leslie Morgan Steiner here talking about how she was a victim of domestic violence. And what we're going to focus on today is just get some advice. So for folks out there who either know of someone who is going through a similar type of situation, or in fact you are one of the one in three women, I guess, that are going through a similar scenario. So welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you so much, CJ.
So what are some pieces of advice would you give to, you know, you in your former state when you were too afraid to stand up? What would you want to say to yourself at that time?
Well, what ended up really helping me, the two most important things were, first of all, I started researching domestic violence. Yeah. Even though I couldn't admit that I myself was a victim, I was really compelled to understand it better. And that helped me so much to just learn that what I was going through was something that millions of other people had been through, and that I wasn't a strong woman in love with a troubled man, that I was a victim of a really clearly defined syndrome. That helped me. And then the other thing that was life-changing was that I broke the silence and I told two people, two very close friends who I really trusted, what was happening. And that's what I would recommend to other victims, is to learn as much as you can about relationship violence, and then find at least one, but preferably two or three people who are very kind and loving and who you trust, and tell them what you're going through. Not so that they can rescue you, because that doesn't usually work, but just to break down your own denial, and so that you know that somebody else knows the crazy world that you live in. On average, it takes victims 7 attempts to leave. It's a very hard thing to, it's hard to end the relationship, and it's hard to leave because the dynamics are so complicated. But it really helps to have other people know what you're going through and to have a greater understanding of what it is that you're experiencing. And when I left my abusive husband, it was 20 years ago, and there wasn't as much support as there is now. But thanks to over 2 decades of the Violence Against Women Act funding, there's a lot more support. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can call your local shelter to get advice and legal support and other tools that you need. Police officers are much more aware and understanding of the dynamics now. So the world has changed. It's a much better time to be a victim, if you will. And there's a lot of help out there, but you have to reach out for it and ask for help in order to get it.
Right. So it's like increasing your awareness of the issue, which is the first, you know, part of recovery. And it sounds like the second part is just acknowledging that, or acknowledging and saying, yes, you know, I am someone who has been hurt, and my intention is to change that. And it sounds like that was a point in which you started talking to people and saying, hey.
That's exactly right. And then I started asking for help from other people. And then something that I did that, you know, every domestic violence shelter recommends as well, is that I developed an escape plan. And for me, what it was, what involved was, it was telling my husband that if he ever hit me again, that I would leave him. And making it very, giving him a very clear ultimatum. And then knowing that I was going to follow through on that. And my ex-husband actually went for a 6-month period without beating me. And I thought that, you know, we had licked it, that the violence was over and that we could rebuild our relationship. But then one terrible, terrible night, he broke down and beat me so badly that I really thought he was going to kill me. And that was it for me. That was, he knew, too, that I was ending the relationship. And that was the first time I called the police. And that was my escape plan. And I fortunately, I was able to follow through on it. It wasn't easy at all, even though it was so crystal clear that he had the power to kill me. And everybody agreed that if I got back together with him, he might. It still was much harder than you would think. It's just, it's a trap, and it's hard to get out of it.
Is that why you said, earlier you said that it was 7 attempts to leave? Was it because of the trapped feeling of, like, in
that
kind of dynamic? Yeah.
And it makes it very frustrating for family and friends and even police officers on the outside when you're trying to help a victim because it takes so long to leave. Because mm-hmm. what happens is you leave and then you get a sense of relief and safety and you think, he's never going to do it again. It can't happen again. And that's what the abusers say to you, too, that they're sorry and they're never going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And so you end up going back, and it often takes – some people do leave after the first attack mm-hmm. or the first escape plan. They successfully leave. But most people, it takes us a really long time for it to sink in that this is a problem that we cannot solve mm-hmm. and that for our own safety and often for our children's safety, we have to leave as well.
So there was a point when you said, I'm going to leave, and then in some of the things I was reading on your blog and posts, you said that you felt like you were damaged goods and broken. And it was probably leaving, you said, was the easier part. Now it was about, you know, how to make a new life.
Right.
What did you mean by that?
And, you know, I think this is a part of the domestic violence paradigm that doesn't get a lot of attention. You think, oh, she's had the courage to leave, now everything's going to be smooth sailing. And it's not. It's very hard. It's often very hard legally, especially if you have children. Mm-hmm. Financially, it's usually hard, too, because part of the control paradigm is that the abuser usually has financial control over you.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened in my case is that I found that anger was a very good motivator for me. I was really, really angry after the shock had worn off. I was angry that he had abused me. I was angry that I had given my heart to him, that I had supported him financially, that I had done everything for him, and the anger kind of fueled me to not to seek revenge in any way, because I didn't do that, and I wouldn't recommend that. It's dangerous and it's unproductive. But I just was determined to build a new life for myself. And I left the city that we were living in. I moved very far away. I took very good care of myself for years. I had an unlisted phone number, and I took my mail at a post office box. The company I worked for knew. The security staff knew what he looked like and to turn him away if he ever came looking for me. And I gradually rebuilt my life. And that's another myth that I'd like to explode. I think that many people think victims are damaged goods forever and that we our self-esteem is permanently damaged and we're just going to pick another abusive partner again. And that is not what happened to me. And it's also not what I see in the community of survivors. Mm-hmm. There are many, many of us who learned an invaluable lesson about life and about love and have never been in abusive relationships again. So I think mm-hmm. the hope is that if you are patient and you help victims and you help them find their own inner strength, that they can go on, like me, to live really wonderful lives completely free of violence.
What was the lesson that you learned that gave you the inner strength to know that?
You know, that final night when he was beating me so badly and I was unconscious for a lot of it and really, really scared, I just heard this voice in me that said, you know, you can choose him or you can choose you. And the only reason I'm here today is that I chose myself. And
wow.
That was a great lesson to learn.
Wow.
That I was
oh my
more
God.
Valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got chills all over. Wow. Wow. That's powerful. And I think that's ultimately what you have to decide, right? Are you going to choose the other person or yourself, whose life is more important?
And I think that's the difference between me now and me when I fell in love with him, is that I always would have chosen him. I would have chosen love, or what I thought was love, over myself. And something I try to teach my kids now is that they are more important, you know, that the relationship you have with yourself is more important than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very hard way for me to learn it, but I have to say I'm really glad I learned it because I needed to learn it in order to be happy, and my life is so much better now.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm getting chills all over. Okay, that's truth speaking to you. Wow. That's what an incredible story. It's kind of a spiritual story, right? Because if all of us come to learn a lesson in life, what a powerful lesson that you learned.
It was a spiritual story. There were some hellish moments for sure, but over time I've become really accepting of it and glad that I learned what I did from it. And I'm so glad I didn't have children with him, and that I was, even though it was hard to leave him and hard to get out, I'm really glad that I was successful in doing so and that I was fortunate enough to be able to write a book about it and talk so openly about it, because a lot of victims have no desire to do that, and I'm lucky that I can do it.
Yeah, I think that you're lucky and we're blessed to have you be a voice for people who have been victims and to offer advice and solace. Like you said, sometimes it's just being aware and knowing that someone, it's not about how smart you are. It's not about how strong you are because you're a smart, strong person. It's just, this is life. You know, anyone can be victims. And I think you've done a lot to help people expand their awareness of what can happen to someone and how they could fall prey to this. Anyways, thank you so much for your courage. And
Well, it's a great pleasure. I never thought that this is what I would be doing with my life, but I'm thrilled to be doing it, believe it or not. And I'm so happy that you have, you know, done your part, too, to just shine a spotlight on this, because this is how we end relationship violence, is by talking about it and
yes,
normalizing it and make sure everybody knows that it does occur. And that there's nothing wrong with you if it's happened to you, and that there's a lot of help out there.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you so much.